All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, preach the word, be ready in season and out of season, convince, rebuke, exhort, with all long-suffering and teaching. Welcome to Straight from His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle.
Dear Father, thank you for your love, your mercy, grace, your compassion. I thank you for the love of your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, and I thank you, Heavenly Father, for the gift of eternal life. I thank you, Heavenly Father, for your precious Holy Spirit. I thank you, Heavenly Father, we've been redeemed from the hand of the enemy. And Lord, you're great, and you're greatly to be praised. I thank you, Father, that the power of sin has been broken over our lives today. And Father, I praise and I magnify your name today, Almighty God. I bless you, and I praise you, and I glorify your name. God, you are great. God, you are wonderful. God, you are awesome and you are merciful. I thank you and I worship you today. Lord, we offer the sacrifice of praise. We say hallelujah to the King of Kings. Hallelujah to the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah to the Alpha and to the Omega. You are the Almighty God. You are the Holy One of Israel and you dwell between the cherubim. You are God and beside you there is no other. I thank you for the outpouring of your Holy Spirit, O God. I thank you for bringing relief and I thank you for bringing healing and deliverance to the lives of your people. God, I thank you for uprooting and tearing down the high places. I thank you for breaking the yoke of oppression and depression and anxiety in the lives of your people. And Lord, I come against the spirit of fear. I bind the spirit of fear in the name of Yeshua. And I speak peace. God, I speak peace. God, I speak peace in the name of Yeshua. I thank you, God, for granting the healing. God, I thank you for granting deliverance. God, I thank you for granting restoration. God, I thank you. God, I thank you for the breakthrough. Lord, I thank you for the miracles manifesting themselves. Those that have been praying for miracles, let them begin to manifest, God. Lord, even at the conclusion of the broadcast, let the miracles begin to manifest. Let the phones begin to ring. Let the cash apps begin to ring and to ching, God. Move in this area, God. Move in this area in the name of Yeshua. Father, we pray for the pastors and leaders of this region in this country. Father, I pray that you would give them unction. I pray, Lord God, that you would give them unction, that you would give them boldness, that they would walk in faith, that they would begin to proclaim the gospel without compromise, that they would speak the word of the Lord. I thank you, Heavenly Father, for raising up those ministries that have been in the secret place. God, I thank you for bringing them up to a place to where they would give them a national platform, that they would be able to speak your word without compromise, that lives would be changed, that healings would manifest in the name of Yeshua. God, I thank you for releasing your warring angels to push back the forces of darkness over this area, over this region, over this country. God, I thank you for revival. I thank you for revival. God, I thank you for sending revival in the name of Yeshua. And I thank you for favor. I thank you for divine blessings being released in the name of Yeshua. Hallelujah. Thank you. God, I thank you for healing cancer of the esophagus. God, I thank you for manifesting that healing even now in the name of Yeshua. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you. I thank you for healing liver disease. I thank you for healing diabetes type 1, type 2. God, I thank you for a new pancreas, creative miracles in the type 1 diabetics. A new pancreas that the doctors would be astounded in the name of Yeshua. God, I thank you for healing shoulder pain, tendonitis in the left shoulder. God, I thank you for healing tendonitis in the name of Yeshua. Thank you for that healing manifesting itself even now in the name of Yeshua. God, I thank you for healing people that have eating disorders that have not been able to eat and those that eat too much. God, I thank you for setting them free in the name of Yeshua. And Father, I thank you. And I give you praise and I give you glory and I give you honor. Thank you for your blessings being released. And I bless your holy name, Almighty God. Glory to God. Let your blessing be upon this teaching today in the precious and the mighty name of Yeshua. Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord, saints. Welcome to Straight from His Word. It's a blessing to be with you once again to share the word of God. Truly, we are blessed because we've been redeemed from the hand of the enemy. The power of sin has been broken over our lives today. And Lord, I give you praise and I give you glory and I give you honor. Lord, I'm grateful and thankful. To the first time listeners, God bless you. Thank you for tuning in to Straight from His Word. It's a blessing to be with you once again. I'm not the typical radio preacher. Give it to you straight with no sugar added. If you struggle with something, I say, pray, get on your knees, seek the face of God, and allow the Spirit of God to minister to you regarding whatever was spoken and said. Get in the scripture, saints. Saints, we're living in the last days. We're living in the perilous times. Return to Lord Jesus Christ. His image is extremely important that we press our way into the kingdom of God and that we're pursuing a relationship and a walk with God as never before. God is calling us to come into the secret place. God is calling us to come and to dine with him and to have fellowship with him in prayer and praise and worship. As we know, we look and see what's taking place in the inner society today and what's going on in our world today. We need to be praying as never before, and not only praying, but we need to be more militant and speaking the word of the Lord and speaking life to the situation. There's too much people that have been speaking death, demon death and depression and oppression. We have to change our testimony. We have to change our story because we serve a God of deliverance. We serve a God of healing. When you look and you study in the Old Testament, you see with God delivering the nation of Israel out of Egypt, out of bondage, you know, God revealed himself. Father, heart of God is a God of deliverance. He's a God of healing, and he's a God of restoration. There are so many people that are sick and hurting in the body of Christ, not to mention people in the world, but in the body of Christ, there are so many people that are hurting and struggling, and they need a word. They need a word of hope. They need a word of healing. They need a word of deliverance, and God has equipped us to be able to do so in the body of Christ. And I pray that as we press our way in, as we get ready to go into 2021, we're pressing our way into seeking the face of God. And then we're saying, God, here am I, send me, God, use me. I'm praying that God will release an anointing of boldness and the gift of faith will be activated in the lives of the people of God, that we would not be afraid, that we would not be timid, but we would be like King David, that we would have that warrior mentality, that when the enemy begins to rise up and the enemy begins to speak, that we would begin to say, who is this speaking and coming against God like this? As we've been dealing with King David, I'm going to ask you to go into 1 Samuel chapter 17. As we've been dealing with King David, we can, God, his anointing is thick in here. Y'all pray for me, saints. Let me be able to get through this. Lord, help me. Oh, wow. You must say, well, preacher, how? I'm going to tell you a little secret. See, a lot of times when, you know, the shows are pre-recorded in advance, as some of you probably know, and I'm doing all of these shows back to back. And, you know, this is what happens with me when I spend so much time in the Word and talking about God and his Word. His anointing just descends upon me. And it just becomes so heavy that and when I'm here in the studio, it's just thick. So you can imagine when you're in here, you're an hour and a half, 90 minutes, 2 hours, just in God's Word. And you're talking about God and you're exalting God's people and exhorting God's people. You can just imagine what the presence of God is like, and that's what happens. So by the time I get to this third broadcast, well, you'll get 3 weeks from now, you'll be like, man, Pastor D, he's struggling. Yes, it's the anointing. It gets heavy when you talk about God like this. But King David had a zeal for God. He was not timid. He was not afraid. We left off last week. We're in verse 35. But for those that were not here, I want to pick up in verse 31. David, the soldiers heard David speak about Goliath, and they went in verse 31. Says, and then when the words were heard which David spake, they rehearsed them before Saul, and he said to him, you've heard me say, people will listen to your conversation, people will listen to your testimony. You know, it's not a name it and claim it and blab it like the charismatic movement. This is about speaking life. A lot of times when things are going bad, we begin to rehearse the negative testimony, the negative witness, instead of saying, no, I believe what God's word declares, that by his stripes I am healed. The Lord is my strength. The Lord is my strong tower. The Lord is my peace. The Lord is my joy. We got to quit being so timid and reverse and begin to proclaim, it is written, it is written, it is written. That's why it is so important that you begin to build yourselves up in studying and reading the word of God and getting your mind renewed. So when the enemy is coming against you and the enemy is trying to attack you, you can say, not so. You can say, get behind me, Satan, because it is written. The word of the Lord is this. The word of the Lord declares this. You got to begin to use the word of the Lord as your spiritual sword, because the Bible tells us that is our sword. It's the word of the Lord. It is a part of the holy armor that we're to dress ourselves in on a daily basis, found in Ephesians chapter 6. It says, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand the strategies and the tactics of the enemy, because we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and rulers and spiritual wickedness in high places. The Bible tells us that we are fighting a spiritual war. We seem to forget that there is an invisible warfare that is taking place going around us that we cannot see. And we just want to walk around like Gomer Pyle and say, God, folly instead of being militant for God, having the discernment to be who God has called us to be. And David said to Saul, let no man's heart fail because of thy servant. I will go and fight with this. And God said, he said, I will accept the challenge. Some of you, God is listening and God is saying, who will you go? Will you go? Will you go? When you see things that are happening and taking place in your environment, in your atmosphere, will you go? Will you go? Will you attack the enemy? And say, I will go and fight. Everybody, chill out. I got this. Do not be afraid. And then Saul said to David, you are but not able to go against this Philistine to fight with him. And for thou art but a youth, and he's a man of war. And he said, you can't. So you cannot allow other people's negative testimony, their negative speech to bring you down, to discourage you. Because God has spoken to you. God is giving you promises. And the enemy comes to steal, to kill, to destroy. So whatever life or blessing that God has spoken to your life, you have to embrace that and say, no, do not allow the enemy and those that don't have faith to steal and rob you of your joy and of your peace. That's why you got to be careful of your surroundings. You got to be careful of the people that you allow in your inner circle, because they can steal your peace. They can steal your joy. They can steal your blessing because you are allowing them to speak negativity and death into your life. That's a lot of time when folks start speaking all negative and crazy. I can't be around a bunch of negative talking folk. Folks that's always speaking defeat. I can't do it. I can't do it. I struggle when people begin to speak hopelessness and all this stuff. And it's, oh God, come on, stop. Come on, you're a child of the Most High God. Rise up. You see, I had to be careful. I had a very good friend of mine, and she spoke into my life. She said, you got to quit saying that you're not this and you're not that. She said, listen to what you're speaking and what you're saying. She's probably listening right now. And I, you know what? And ever since she spoke that into my life, I've been very, very careful not to speak that negative things or death in my life by having a negative conversation. I embrace who God has called me to be, and I am now walking in it. And I thank God for her to be able to be bold enough to say, hey, you got to quit speaking like that because your words have power. You know, a lot of times I would just downplay and say something negative and say something. No, you got to stop that. You got to change your testimony. You got to quit speaking that because you're more than that. You are God's servant. You are God's son. So she was able to speak life into me because I had got into the habit of listening and the enemy rehearsing in my voice. You're not this. You're not that. You'll never be this. You never did that. So I had to change my story. I had to change my testimony. And I'm grateful and thankful for her being able to speak the word of God into my life. And so I owe her a gratitude of thanks, because ever since then, when I get ready to go down that road and when I catch myself. I say, no. I'm not going to even let that come out of my mouth. I am not going to give the enemy legal right, because we give the enemy legal rights to come at us, to attack us, or even to release curses on us through our negative conversations. And here Saul was trying, and then people will discourage you. You need people that's going to cheer you on and say, yeah, yeah. I'm not talking about when they're trying to give you wisdom, when you get ready to go and do something stupid and crazy. But when God has commissioned you to go forward and to do something, you need people that are going to stand behind you, that's going to push you and say, yes, you can do it by the power of God. Yes, you can do it by the grace of God. Yes, you can do it as long as you stay in fellowship with God. Then you got those people that don't want to see you prosper. They don't want to see you to break out. That spirit of jealousy. And David said unto Saul, so didn't it, when people began to speak death into your life, your situation, you got to begin to rehearse your testimony. You got to sit back and think back what God has delivered you and what God has brought you from and what God has brought you out of. And David said unto Saul, thy servant kept his father's sheep. And there came a lion and a bear and took a lamb out of the flock. The king of the jungles, the lion and the bear. And David said, I went after them. And I smote them and delivered it out of the mouth. And when he arose against me, I caught him by his beard and smote him and I killed him. Can you imagine seeing David, little bitty David, King David, fighting with a bear, fighting with a lion? Can you see yourself fighting with a bear, fighting with a lion? Now, me personally, if something came and attacked one of my children, oh, we're going to fight. I don't care what it is. I'm not going to, you know what, it might cost me my life, but I'm going to deliver my child. I'm going to deliver my family member. I'm going to deliver my friend. And we got to get to that mindset in the body of Christ that when we see the enemy attacking our friends and family members in the body of Christ, and when we see it and we say, Holy Spirit, do I go? Holy Spirit, do I do this? We go in the name of Yeshua. We begin to pray. We begin to stand in the gap. We begin to wage warfare, even in a secret place. And because you begin to say, oh, you can't have that soul. Oh, you can't have that one. You can't have that. And a lot of times what the Spirit of God would do with me, even if I have not even spoken with people, he'll show me the person, and then he'll move on me to start praying for them and interceding for them. Because he knows the enemy is getting ready to snatch them. They don't have the ability to pray and to fight for themselves. A lot of the ministry I do is in my prayer closet for people and standing in the gap praying and interceding for people. People that don't even like me or people I have never even met. God says, I need you to pray for this person because they can't fight. That's the one sheep. Remember, God says, you lead the other 99, you go after the one. Well, a lot of times there are many ones out there. And many of you that are listening today, there are people in your life, in your atmosphere that you need to be standing in the gap, interceding and praying for their deliverance, praying for their healing, praying for their restoration, that they might be delivered and set free from the bear and from the lion. Oh, that's a message in itself. And thy servants slew both the lion and the bear and the uncircumcised. Look at this. This is speaking faith. Declaring those things that be not before they are. Declaring both. He said, thy servant, I slew the lion and the bear, and this uncircumcised Philistine shall be as one of them, seeing he has defied the armies of the living God. He said, he has come against God's army. He's come against God's people. And he's going to be just like the lion and the bear. I will take him out. And David said, moreover, the Lord, look at this, but see, but here we get to, we come back to the closing of the word here. David knew that it was by the hand of God. Scripture tells us not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. David knew that it was the Lord that was with him that gave him the ability to take out the lion, to take out the bear. He said, and David said, moreover, the Lord that delivered me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear, he will deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine. And Saul said unto David, go and the Lord be with you. You see, he is declaring the end result. He ain't saying, well, maybe, or I hope. He said, he will. I wish somebody would say amen out there. Somebody's getting free right now. You're getting the revelation. The chains and the shackles are falling off of you right now. Allow the Spirit of God to just rest on you and to bring you into that place of worship. You might not hear the rest of this message, but just go ahead on and enter in and allow the Spirit of God to grant you liberty, to grant you freedom, to grant your release. The shackles are being broken. The shackles are falling off, even off of your mind. I can see it now by the power of the Holy Spirit. The shackles are being released. They're being destroyed. Being broken, you can lift your hands and worship because you've not been able to praise God. Begin to praise and offer the praise and sacrifice of God. Thank God for your deliverance. Thank God for your healing. The shackles are being broken. I see them. They're broken. They're broken. They're broken. They're broken. Go home and get your shout on. Go home and get your praise on because I can see it. I can see it. I can see it. Oh, glory to God. Let your get your praise on. Hallelujah. Oh, God is restoring your sight. Even as you praise, God is restoring your sight. Hallelujah. You can see. You can see all the colors of the spectrum. You can see. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Ah, the deaf ears are opening up even now in Yeshua's mighty name. You can hear. You can hear. You can hear. You can hear. Yes, in Yeshua's name. And Saul armed David with his armor, and he put a helmet of brass upon his head, and he armed him with a great coat of mail. And David girded his sword upon his arm and essayed to go, for he had not proved it. And David said unto Saul, I cannot go with these, for I have not proved them. And David put them on. You see, a lot of times we allow other people to try to put their yoke, and they put their stuff and dress us in their stuff. Stuff that they use, their formulas that they use. No. We got to go with what God has given us. Amen. David said, I can't walk in this. I can't wear this stuff. I don't even know how to use it. You see, you got to go with the revelation that God is giving you, particularly when you're going into battle and when you're going into conflict. And he took his staff. See, David took what he, see, a lot of times God will use whatever you are familiar with, and he will take it with his anointing and use it for his glory, to bring glory and honor to him. And it says, and he took his staff in his hand. And he chose him five smooth stones out of the brook. And he put them in a shepherd's bag. Now, you need to understand that the Lord was leading and guiding him. So his hand was being directed to pick the proper stones. And the sling was in his hand, and he drew near to the Philistine. And the Philistine came on and drew near unto David. And the men that there stood and that bare the shield went with him before him. And when the Philistine looked about and he saw David, he disdained him, like, who is this? You see, a lot of times people will try to look down on you by your appearance and your stature. They don't think, who is you coming to talk to me? That's what the enemy do. The enemy will try to make you feel inferior. So you got to be able to identify and recognize anything that tries to, anyone, any conversation that makes you feel inferior, that's coming from the enemy, because you're a child of God. You're a daughter of the Most High God. You're a man of the Most High God. Don't let the enemy make you feel inferior. Once again, plan mind control, mind games through words. And when the Philistine looked about and saw David, he disdained him, for he was but a youth and ruddy and of fair countenance. And the Philistine said unto David, am I a dog that thou come to me with staves? And the Philistine cursed David by his God, trying to speak curses on him. And the Philistine said to David, come to me, and I will give your flesh unto the fowls of the air and to the beasts of the field. So now he's using speaking words of fear. This is what I'm going to do to you. That's why you got to be able to renounce whatever negative thing that the enemy is speaking into your life, and do not allow fear to overcome you. Do not allow fear to overtake you. Then said David to the Philistine, thou comest to me with a sword and with a spear and with a shield, but I come to you in the name of the Lord. David said, I'm not coming in my own ability. I'm not coming in my own wisdom. I'm coming in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. You have come against God because I am a child of God. Satan, you are coming against God because I am a child of the kingdom of God. I am God's son. I am God's daughter, and you have no right to come at me this way. This day, then you begin to speak and declare the end result. This day will the Lord deliver you into my hand, and I'm going to smite you, and I'm going to take your head from thee, and I will give the carcasses of the host of the Philistines this day unto the fowls of the air and to the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. You will be defeated. The power of sin will be broken because I am a soldier in the army of the Lord. And all the assembly shall know that the Lord saveth not with sword or spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands. And it came to pass, when the Philistine arose and came and drew nigh to meet David, that David hastened and ran toward the army to meet the Philistine. Let's get it on. And David put his hand in his bag and took thence a stone and slung it and smote the Philistine in his forehead, that the stone sunk into his forehead, and he fell upon his face to the earth. So David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and with a stone, and he smote the Philistine and slew him. But there was no sword in the hand of David. Therefore David ran and stood upon the Philistine and took his sword and drew it out from the sheath there and slew him and cut off his head therewith. And when the Philistines near the champion was dead, they fled. David took the enemy's own weapon and destroyed him. Well, we have the word of the Lord, which is our sword, to cut the head off of the snake. So whatever snake or whatever giant the enemy has been bringing into your life, use the word of God to bring deliverance and healing and to declare the end result. You are victorious in Yeshua. Saints, be praying for me here at Straight Word Christian Ministries. I need your prayers. If the Spirit of God moves on you to bless us financially, please be obedient to the Spirit of God. Pray for your family members and loved ones, that their heart be open to hear and to receive the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem, as the Bible commands to do so, and know that Yeshua is Lord. His return is imminent. I love you. Keep praying for me, saints. Shalom, shalom, shalom.
You've been listening to Straight From His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle. If you'd like to contact Pastor Dermothy or send him a gift of support, the address is Straight Word Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, Washington 98093. That's P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, Washington 98093. Or you can call 253-431-7375. Again, 253-431-7375. On the web, it's straightwordministries.com. That's straightwordministries.com. Tune in again for more Straight From His Word. with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle.